you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C.
This half hour is presented by City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and whenever you hear that music, tomorrow it would be Saturday in the park, and what better than to have our own representatives from the City of Pensacola's Play Pensacola, Deja Dowdell, here with us. Deja, welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hey, Davis, how are you doing?
Man, I can't complain. It's always a treat whenever Jenna goes on vacation. That means I get to step in, so I'm having some fun today.
Absolutely. I don't know if everyone knows, but you are the man behind the scenes. You do some awesome stuff with, you know, broadcasting and connecting everybody and getting all the drops on air. So thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. It's always my pleasure. I love to help. I love to work hard. And that's exactly what I get to do here. So thank you for the kind words.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. So you and I were talking a little bit off air, and it's summertime, almost summertime. School is officially out. That means there's so much to do. And one of them, you said, you're going to be offering yoga classes coming up. Is that right?
Yeah. So this is a program that has been, we've had a partnership, an amazing partnership with Breathe Yoga Wellness Center for a while. And so for a while with the pandemic, things kind of got out of the way. We weren't able to host, unfortunately, the way that we wanted to. And so this program is back. Everyone has been asking me about it. And I'm so excited to say this is the first Sunday. Everyone come out, bring your yoga mats, bring a bottle of water in Community Maritime Park, and just come out for a nice, good stretch. And, you know, we've had a crazy couple of couple of months.
It feels like crazy couple of years.
It does feel like that. I mean, we're already in year two, so that's why I went to go say years. But yeah, it's been crazy. Let's de-stress, unwind, and, you know, get into our wellness programs. We actually have two. So on first Sundays, we have yoga in Community Maritime Park, where, you know, if you're into yoga, that's a great opportunity to learn. It's open to all levels and all skill sets. Everyone is welcome of all ages, and it's free. We also have Pilates, which is similar to yoga, but you get a really good tonal workout in there. I personally really like Pilates just as a workout routine, and it's amazing. That's on third Sundays. Yoga is third Sundays at Community Maritime Park at 9:30. First Sundays is for yoga. Third Sundays for Pilates at 10:30. So there's an hour variance there. We've got yoga at 9:30 in Maritime Park and Pilates every third Sunday at 10:30 in Maritime Park.
Awesome. So everybody get out there and get your beach body prepared. And part of that being yoga. That's exciting. So I've done yoga once in my life, and
really,
oh, it knocked me out. Yoga, if you don't
like
do
sleep,
it enough,
right?
it's hard.
Yeah, and it will put you to sleep. I thought I was the only one. When I do yoga, if I get a really good yoga workout, I'll fall asleep. Like right at the end where we're doing Shavasana, which is a pose where you're laying down, and I just fall asleep.
Wow.
I just fall asleep. It's pretty awesome.
Those are great activities, ways for you to stay active, not just stay inside, but get out and play, like y'all always say.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's in Community Maritime Park, which is a park that everyone loves. We have our Leap Into Fitness courts. So, I mean, if you want to get a quick, like, cardio, you know, and tonal workout right before or after, you can start out or wrap up there. But I mean, right by the bay at the amphitheater, Hunter Amphitheater, where we host Blues on the Bay, Movies in the Park. Everyone's familiar with it. If you're not, it's right directly behind the Blue Wahoo Stadium. You can't miss it. And of course, you know, please do follow us on social media at Play Pecola Parks on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can find out information specifically about the event. We also have it on our website, playpensacola.com, where you can go to our calendar, our news flash, and find out all the details that you need.
Awesome. Awesome. So now that we know that school is officially out, parents are going to be wanting to send their kids out. They want to, you know, let them stay active. And also parents may still have to work and probably not comfortable with the kids staying at home. What kind of programs do we have coming up?
We have pretty awesome summer camps. So our summer camps are actually about to begin next week. And our day camps are going all summer long, all the way until August. So if you are interested in registering your child, you know, we would love to have you at four of our centers, Cobb, Fricker, Woodland Heights, and Gold Point. And so, you know, what many parents do is just look at one location that's close in proximity to work or in your home and get registered. We register by the week. We have a special going on all summer long where if you're registering more than one child, up to four children per household, you get 10% off of that week. We ran a wonderful, wonderful promo all, I'd say, spring long, starting out in, I believe it began early April, where we were offering up to 30%. So thank you for all of you out there who took advantage of that by registering. I had many parents reach out and say, hey, you know, this 20%, this is great. How can I follow up? So thank you so much for seizing the deal. But, you know, if you missed out, don't fret. If you have more than one child, we're more than happy to accept your child and give you that 10% discount to help you get some savings there.
Oh, that's a good deal. There you go. They're having the, you know, especially more than one child. And
absolutely,
not having to fret that, you know, oh, can't take them both. That means you have to send your child to another place. And there's that separation of the. So that's good. That's good that multiple children in a family are able to participate in the programs that y'all have going on this summer.
Absolutely. And there, we don't just offer day camps. We do have other camps too. If you go to our website, playpensacola.com, go to programs and events, drop down to summer camps. You'll get insight on all of the camps we have. We have some sports camps, basketball camp, volleyball camp. Roger Scott Tennis is offering camp. So there is plenty out there. Soccer, you want to get that specific information because we do partner with different organizations to host these camps. So please take a look. All of our specialty camps at our Outdoor Pursuit Center, they are full. So unfortunately, those aren't available. But next year, take a look, read the descriptions. If your child falls within that age range, please do. Early April, get on board and definitely take advantage of that. Those are some pretty awesome camps. And speaking of Outdoor Pursuit Center, we are about to open. If we're not already getting ready to soft open, maybe someone in my team out there can hear me. But I am shouting to the rooftops, guys. We are going to be offering kayaks, pedal boats, bikes, hammocks, you name it. Anything outdoors, we will likely have it. And if not, we can point you in the right direction on where you can find it. But these are affordable rentals that our wonderful city council voted on and said, hey, you know, our community, we all came together and said, we want to bring this to you. We want to bring everything for you guys to be able to get out and literally get out and play. So Bayou Tahar, right at Bayview, we have our Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. Rent equipment, stop by and get ready for a go. It's going to be an awesome summer, guys.
Oh, that's great. And I love Bayou Tahar. We like to go out there and take the boat, but it's so calm and it's very kayak and paddle boat friendly. So that is good. That is a great thing. And you said pedal boats, right?
Yes. Oh, pedal boats, yes. And stand up paddle boards. So Paul Pipes, who is our Outdoor Pursuits volunteer coordinator, he oversees all of the programming related to our adventure camps, our outdoor pursuits programming. You know, this is such an amazing visionary of his where we are bringing to life something for not only youth, because a lot of our camps touch youth. This is for all ages and everyone in the family can go out and enjoy.
Well, that is fun. That's actually a lot of fun. And I've been meaning to give kayaking another go. Last time I did kayaking, I'll be honest, I fell out of the kayak. But,
oh, no, Davis.
But that taught me a lesson, and it makes me want to do it again. So that way, okay, one, the first lesson is wear a bathing suit. Don't just wear your normal clothes. And then two, when you're getting out of the kayak, don't shift all of your weight on one side of the kayak. It will fall over. That's what happened
it will.
To me. Well, Deja, this is all great stuff. And I'm thinking water. I'm also thinking the pools are open, and that's such a great thing.
It is, and our pools are open. They opened last weekend. So Hunter Pool and Roger Scott Pool. If you are interested in getting out for a splash, I mean, we have some splash opportunities. We have water slides going on and, you know, all that. Come out and, you know, very affordable rates. If you're someone who's into an open lap swim, we do have specific hours for that as well early in the morning. We are going to be open all summer long, all the way until Labor Day weekend. So definitely come out and get a splash. And speaking of splash, there's another one. We're keeping it coming. We are opening our splash pad at Legion Field. I know many of you have called and asked about this. This is going to be amazing. Amazing, amazing. I know Plaza de Lunar splash pad, unfortunately right now, it's not open. But in lieu of, we want everyone to come out and enjoy that amazing opportunity there. We're actually going to be doing a ribbon cutting celebration on the 19th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to celebrate the opening of our splash pad. So please do come out, bring the kids out, bring families, everyone, come out and enjoy this event. Or, you know, if you want to take advantage and just go for the splash pad now, you can.
Awesome. And I was like, some of my favorite childhood memories are when you and a bunch of your friends go out to the local pool and you can go down the slides. Those are the most fun. Those are always the best part of childhood for me. So awesome that, you know, the pools are back open. Because I know last summer that was not a thing, right? Like, the pools were closed throughout most of COVID-19. Am I remembering that correctly?
So our pools were open. Our pools were open. Our camps were impacted. But our outdoors, I think what we discovered is that our outdoor activities were safe, thankfully. But I mean, for a while, we were facing complete closure. I mean, all the way around from, there was a point in time where, you know, parks were closed, and that was scary.
Yeah, well, thank goodness that now we are returning to more of a sense of normalcy. I know there's still precautions in place in many areas, but we are more and more back to a sense of normalcy. That is great news there. We have Deja Dowdell on with us. She is with the City of Pensacola's Play Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department, and we're discussing all good things that are going on as we are heading into the summer months. So, and also, by the way, if you want to be a part of the program, if you have any questions for Deja, 850-437-1620. Deja, what else are we looking forward to this summer with Play Pensacola?
We want you guys to get out. We have our Blooms on the Bay concerts that have been going on, and they have been, our bands have been rocking it. They are amazing out there. Thank you to all of our bands who have performed thus far. Nobius, Bay Bridge Band. Who else has performed? I believe that's it so far, but our next show is June 13th on a Sunday. Please do come out and enjoy, and we are about to get ready to kick off our Movies in the Park series. So these take place on Fridays. You know, school is out. A perfect way to just come out and enjoy, you know. Do stay tuned, playpensacola.com, for more information on that as announcements go out.
Excellent. And so you guys are very active on social media. What are those social media pages again, so that way we can stay up to date on when events are occurring, how we can register, all of that good stuff?
Of course. So we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and the handle is PCola Parks. So if you follow us, if you just put that at the end of the URL, or if you go in there and jump in and type in Play PCola Parks, we'll pop up and we're right there. If you can even hashtag it, and you'll find us there that way too. But we put out all of our information on social media and want to stay engaged and interact with everyone. And you know, it's not even just some of the things that I've mentioned thus far. You know, if there's a guitar class that's going on, you know, we want to let everyone know right now Vickery's offering $10 beginning guitar lessons. So if you want to stop in for a class and, you know, just even brush up on your skills, and or if you have been dying to pick up the guitar, it's a great way to get out. That's Mondays and Wednesdays. That's information that we share. Anything that's feel good, we partner with some amazing organizations. We're letting everyone know about that. So do please do like and follow us on our social media. We're always keeping everyone up to date on there. And then on our events page on Facebook, that's where you can find out details, sign up, see who's going, and kind of just stay excited about some of the upcoming things that we have, and find out about changes if there's anything that has been changed.
Yeah,
weather, then, anything.
And of course, with the Florida summertime weather, it's just sort of a mixed bag of weather. You never know exactly what you're going to get. It could be raining one second, then the next second it's going to be storming, and then it'll be sunny once again. So
that blows my mind. I'm not from Florida originally, so seeing a cloud like literally chase another cloud is pretty crazy. I'm like, that thing is moving fast.
Like, what is happening here? It's like I look out my window right now, and it was raining, but it looks like the sun is trying to creep its way out. So here is a perfect example of what Florida weather can look like. So welcome to Florida, Deja. I know you've been here for I know you have been here for a little while. And actually, Deja, you and I connected not too long ago because you and I are taking part in some of these Sertoma festivities. And, you know, that's another really exciting event that the city is looking forward to and great to have back again.
Absolutely. And the really exciting thing about that is that this has been going on for a while, and I believe that last year it was impacted, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Right, we did not have the symphony. We did not have there were fireworks, but they were not encouraging crowds, I believe.
Right, okay. So, I mean, that is going to be such an amazing event. Like, it's a great way to just get out there, celebrate our country, get everyone going, and this will be a special year. I truly do believe that when everyone comes out. This is our 4th of July Symphony Sparks and Stars, everyone. So out at Community Maritime Park, come out and definitely enjoy that event. That's a event that it's a part of Pensacola's tradition as far as what I would say. But I'm happy to see it back. And we also have the Air National Guard. They're going to be performing at in Community Maritime Park on the 27th from 6 to 9 a.m. P.m. And so that is just the Guard Band of the South. They'll be out there. This is our Air Force, our Air National Guard, and it's inspiring patriotism. It's just giving a deep appreciation of the history and legacy of the Air Force. Come out and celebrate with us and enjoy that lovely event. That's going to be a great time out there as well. We have a lot going on in Community Maritime Park this summer.
We do, along with, of course, the baseball team playing out there. And you mentioned Symphony Sparks and Stars. Not only if you're unable to make it to Sertoma, or more specifically Symphony Sparks and Stars for any reason, we will be airing that live here on News Radio. We'll have more information as we approach that. I have a question because I was an athlete growing up, and internally I still feel like I'm an athlete, although I haven't played organized sports in a little while. What kind of youth recreational leagues are going on right now?
So right now we just transitioned from our basketball leagues, and we should be getting ready to kick off track and field. And so I believe that's been beginning for the most part our goat farm, which is an amazing cohort. They are phenomenal. They do such a great job on the field and both. And I mean, in track and field is somewhat of individual based, but as a team, they really do navigate well. And it's great seeing them. A couple of our students just committed to college, and you know, now we're getting another younger class that's coming in, and so they'll be kicking off their season. And getting ready. And I believe that we should also be having our baseball league coming soon, if I'm not mistaken, at Fricker.
Right. Yeah. And I know normally around this time, baseball would traditionally start in a couple of months from now. So yeah, I imagine on those baseball players are getting ready. And track and field, how long has that service been offered? Because I recall growing up, I'm not from this area either, but I don't remember having track and field options always be presented. So that's pretty neat that those are options available to our city youth.
Yes, so Michael Mims, he is our area recreation area manager, oversees several of our Malcolm Young Gym, Fricker Center. He oversees this program, and so they're in high school, so they're at the high school level and older. I believe this program has been going on for several years. They're fairly new, but it has been at least, I want to say, 3 to 4 years. And so I believe it is tryout based. I'm not sure how exactly they do the registration for it, but they do host it. I do know that it is open to participants, and we're seeing a great interest, and I just love the fact of what they do out on the field. it's pretty amazing. A lot of them do a lot as individual athletes. I'm talking junior Olympians. Like, they are pretty awesome. I'm very proud of them.
That is awesome. And it's amazing when you go out there and you notice some of these kids that are out there shooting hoops or playing baseball or playing tennis, even, which the tennis courts, always love the tennis courts at Roger Scott. We have some athletes that come out of this area, and it's a lot of them, you know, they get their start playing, you know, here, playing local rec ball. So that's, I'm a big supporter. I used to also be a coach when my playing days were done. So I'm a huge supporter in our local.
Oh, that's great. What did you coach?
I coached baseball. I was a baseball player.
Nice.
Yeah, I love
That's
it.
That's awesome.
And I do see myself returning to coaching one day, but for right now, I'm a young professional working in the industry, so I will do this, and perhaps one day I'll carve out some time to get back in the coaching game.
Well, I will say, even though Bill Bond's season has already been underway, we are when that season does kick off in the spring, we're always, when we're looking for players, we're looking for coaches. So that's not a bad thing to, you know, consider, Davis. And then our volleyball, whenever we host volleyball, our league as well, we're always looking for coaches too, which are spring sports. But yeah, you should definitely give that some consideration.
You know, that's actually a good point, because I know dads currently who are coaches, and I being a former player, I know I have friends who are interested in getting back into the game, and I actually have a friend that messaged me not too long ago trying to figure out what the requirements are for Santa Rosa County more specifically. But if somebody were to want to be a coach or be a volunteer of some kind, how can they get that process started?
Well, feel free. So all of our programs are outlined on our website, playpensacola.com, and we announce them, but reach out to us directly. Like, you know, you don't even have to wait. If you want to say, hey, I heard Deja, I heard you on the radio, and I believe that, you know, just keep me on your, you know, radar and take into consideration, feel free to give us a call, 850-436-5670. You know, let us know. We'll definitely put you in the direct contact with anyone that you need to speak with to get that going, because we are always, always, always welcoming anyone to volunteer their time to our programs. We are, you know, and even not even just volunteering, and this is a good tidbit that I want to mention before we go, we're actually hiring. If you want to work with us, if you are interested in working directly at our centers, if you want to work and be a camp counselor, we have a lot of different positions that we're hiring for. Take a look at our website, playpensacola.com, and join on board, whether it be on the paid side, on the volunteer side, we welcome you. And we would love to have everyone on board.
Well, that's a good note. In fact, it seems like everybody's hiring nowadays, and y'all are hiring too. So you want to?
Oh yeah.
And I know that a lot of, especially for your youth programs, there are a lot of younger people that tend to work those positions, right?
Well, that's for some of them. And I wouldn't say just only. This is open to all ages. But our camp counselors, I have seen some. Like I did meet some of the crew over at Bayview. And they're fairly young, but not only are we looking for anyone in a particular age range, anyone that's welcome. If you're retired and you say, hey, I just want to get back out there, you know, I've been, you know, it's been a little quiet, especially with this past year. You know, we have a lot of youth that we can keep you around and keep the engagement and activity up. So it won't be quiet.
Perfect. Well, Deja, we really only have about a minute of time left, but if there's anything that I may not have asked, anything you want us to know before you go?
I want you all to follow us on social media at PlayPensacola Parks. Visit our website, playpensacola.com, and stay informed so that we can let you know all of the great things that are going. We're open. Bruce Beach is open. Our camps are open. Our pools are open. Come out and play.
I always love hearing that. All right, real quick, this is just a for fun question, but if we're out in the parks and we see you out there, what are you typically doing out at the parks?
So when I'm in the parks and I'm usually taking pictures. If you see a lady with a camera, that's me, and I'm usually taking pictures. I'm not taking pictures of anyone in particular, but just capturing the scene, our playgrounds, different things like that, or just getting a walk in. I love walking in Maritime Park during the day, especially. Beautiful.
Well, Deja, awesome always having you on. We look forward to seeing you here real soon. I'll see you downtown for sure. Have a good day.
You too. Have a great one, Davis.